You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, CITR.ca on the internet, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're very excited to start off the show with a live performance we have for you live right now. This is Ribbon Skirt. That was Ribbon Skirt live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thank you for tuning in to CITR 101.9 FM. Do not go anywhere. I'll be back very shortly with a chat with the band. You do not want to miss it. This is live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Just to let you know, Jay Arner is our sound tech tonight. And yes, we'll be back very shortly with Ribbon Skirt after these messages.
This is Alex Runyons. My new album, Above the Clouds and On the Ground, encompasses everything I love the most about making music. As a singer-songwriter, I am passionate about digging into the experiences of life and creating something with intention, meaning, and growth. While this album takes its inspiration from my own transformational experiences as of late, it's also for you. Life is hard. Hope is magical. Perspective allows us to balance both. With this album, my purpose is to lift people up into the clouds while keeping them grounded by what can be the harshness of reality. It's about humanity, hope, and healing. Above the Clouds and On the Ground is available wherever you love to listen to music. You can also visit alexrunyons.com. Funded by Factor and Canada's private radio broadcasters.
Scouts Canada volunteers bring adventures to life, teaching, leading, and inspiring. Help youth grow, connect, and thrive. Take our online quiz and find your perfect volunteer role. Adventure awaits. Join us at scouts.ca/volunteer.
Crafting with the Scouts is not only fun, but helps me build problem-solving skills. This role allows me to bring my creativity, my ideas to life, and every project is an opportunity for me to learn something new.
Take our online quiz and find your perfect volunteer role. Adventure awaits. Join us at scouts.ca/volunteer.
I love being the one who fosters inclusion and community spirit, and in return, I get to expand my own network and friendships. And it's all for the benefit of the kids.
Take our online quiz and find your perfect volunteer role. Adventure awaits. Join us at scouts.ca/volunteer.
Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's youngagrarians.org. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
Did you know that community radio stations in Canada broadcast in more than 65 different languages? This is where stories come alive and where we come together. But as big international media dominates the spotlight, local news and local voices struggle to be heard. Our government must help these local stations continue to do what they do best, serve the unique needs of our communities. We're asking you to go support the Community Radio Initiative at mycri.ca. Stand with us for community radio future.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
How'd it go? Are we done with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Randophobic is best thought of as an introversal jukebox which has no concept of genre, style, political boundaries, or even space-time relevance. But it does know good sounds from bad. Lately, the program has been focused on Philip Random's All Vinyl Countdown plus Apocalypse, the 1111th greatest records you probably haven't heard. And we're not afraid of noise. Randophobic, every Saturday at 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more-than-human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Life in Thunderbird, Radio Hell. I am Ben. Thanks so much for tuning in. I am now joined in the studio by the band that just played in our live lounge studio environment, Ribbon Skirt. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Great. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it was a really great set.
Thanks.
Really enjoyed it. Yeah, thanks for coming in. Can we maybe talk a bit about the band? And you had a different name before, mm-hmm. but you've been around for a while. Can you just talk a bit about the evolution of the band a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. Do you want to take
that? Yeah, for sure. So me and Tash met in 2019, which is like, it feels like a long time ago now. 2019. And then we were kind of a duo for a while, and then kind of added some people, and then made a band called Love Language. And then we were that band for a few years, and then we decided to change the name to Ribbon Skirt a year ago, pretty much a few months ago. So yeah, kind of treating it as like a new project, kind of a very different direction, a bit more dark.
Right. Yeah, the sound, it's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, before it was kind of more like jangly, kind of indie rock.
Right.
Kind of music, but now, yes, a lot more kind of dark and
yeah. Before you go much further, usually I ask people to introduce themselves to people on Radio Land, which I don't think I've actually forgotten. This is the first time in like the show that I have. But if you want to, yes, just quickly, maybe mention who played. Yeah,
my name is Billy. I play guitar.
I'm Tash. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Chrissy. I play bass.
Perfect. And you did have another a drummer.
We had a very mysterious drummer.
He's mystique. He's out.
Yeah, perfect. So, yeah. So like a change in, does the musical kind of the darker sound came with the name change, or is that a different thing altogether? What?
Yeah, it was more, I guess, we were kind of got to a point where we were playing pretty much a set of like, songs that love like just a brand new set of songs that we hadn't released, and kind of got to the point where we played a song for the last time, and we were like, "Well, this is like we don't have any songs out under this name, so we were just like, we might as well change it." Felt like a new project,
right? Is it just a change of taste, or what makes you just something different?
I don't know. I guess a change of taste. I feel like Billy and I's. Like, we're the songwriters, and we, I feel like our tastes are always changing, and mm-hmm. I think we really like to embrace that change, and, like, we're not scared to mm-hmm. chase that, and, mm-hmm. like, just adapt, and I'm sure we'll have, like, a new, like, sonic evolution in, like, the next 2 years or something. I don't know if you want to add anything.
Yeah, pretty much that. Like, I feel like we just listen to a bunch of different stuff, and... just kind of evolved, and it just felt like the right time.
Yeah, and it seems like the right time. I'm hearing like the darker kind of shoegazy kind of things, in a lot of the local bands recently here. Anyways, it seems to be like the cool thing. And it's stuff I used to listen, you know, that I kind of like from before. I'm glad that it's making a comeback a little bit.
A resurgence.
And the significance of the band's name, Ribbon Skirt. Can you talk a bit about that, maybe?
Yeah, it's funny because so I'm Indigenous. I'm Anishinaabe from North Spirit Lake First Nation. But Billy was the one who actually came up with the name Ribbon Skirt, which is like so funny. I don't know how you came up with that.
I don't know. I think we were just like looking for band names, and we had a bunch of really long list of band names, and like none of them really fit. And then just, I can't remember. I was just like one night, I was like, whoa,
nice. Yeah.
Why not Ribbon Skirt? And I knew immediately as I thought of it, I was like, I knew Tash was going to love it. And yeah, I just text you. I was like,
how yeah. So he like came up with the name, but the name, like a ribbon skirt is like a traditional like skirt made of ribbons, and it symbolizes like a lot of different things in our culture. We wear it for like ceremony, but also it can be worn like more on a day-to-day basis. And more, I see a lot more Indigenous women starting to do that now. And I kind of like the idea of that, like something that's preserved for like a ceremonial purpose, but also can be worn day-to-day. I think there's something to that, and everything is sacred, but like even like the minute day-to-day moments are as well. And I don't know, that's kind of how I think about it.
No, that's cool.
Yeah, and it's something that you were like wearing a lot on stage anyway.
Yeah, I was wearing them on stage. Yeah, it's just sort of became a symbol for us in a way.
Yeah, perfect. And you had well, I'm trying to figure out where the next one, but you have a new album that just came out on Mint, and it's called Bite Down. And there's a couple of things. I'm just like reading and well, like Exclaim, you probably remember. They just put out a best new album of 2025. It just came out like half a year, their half year best album so far of 2025. And your album was listed as number one on the chart. And then you also just got long listed for the Polaris Prize. So like, how do you feel about all the recognition? Is it like cool or like is does it like what do I have yeah like do you have a sense that maybe we did go in the right direction with this kind of music or was just making it was already like reward yourself enough for yourself?
Yeah, I mean it's wild, it's so overwhelming and kind of unexpected, all the kind of a press and kind of attention we have, but it's amazing to have a record that resonates with people. And just amazing. So like when I moved to Canada, I was like Exclaim, Polaris, all these magazines and like awards and stuff were just like, so like they're just everywhere and like so inspiring. And it's just amazing to be like mentioned in the same list as these people. Like everyone on that list is just incredible. And it's a real honor.
Yeah. And how was the record recorded? How long did it take you? And when was it, what was the process?
It took about, I think, between 9 months and like a year, I think, from when we started. And yeah, it was like done over the past like year or so in the studio with Monty Monroe from Montreal and Marlena Moore, both producing. And yeah, it was really just, we would go in every couple of weeks, so for a weekend or two here and there, just like chip away at it. It took a lot longer than I've ever kind of spent on a record.
Right.
It's a labor of love.
Oh, yeah. Did it feel difficult, easy, or is it just in between, or is it just you're trying to make it perfect, or what? Like, what did it seem about?
I don't know. With recording, it's like frustrating at points, but it never felt like it was hard.
There was a few moments that felt a bit hard. I mean, for me at least, it definitely feels like a big puzzle that you're trying to put together, and if you're not getting a certain piece right, that you're just like sort of forcing it into the grid there, but it was very rewarding though.
Yeah, just the process the process of it was really just inspiring. Working with those two was just incredible.
Nice. Yeah, great. And I was reading a review, and I think it's from Exclaim as well, and the reviewer kind of said that the album is described as easy to swallow and difficult to digest.
Ooh.
And does that ring true to you? Like, were you trying to make something that's like accessible, but then also, you know, people can give a couple listens to get more out of it? Or was it, I don't know. Yeah, what was your take on it? Was it intentional?
I feel like that's part of just our music, like with both of our music taste is like we both love kind of more experimental music, but then we both also love really accessible pop music. And I feel like that's like a conscious thing.
Yeah, someone last night at the show said we ride the line between like pop and experimental and performance art, like something like that.
Right.
And I think that's something that I always try to keep in mind when we're writing and like performing as well. But yeah, definitely like having an access point for people to get a foot on.
Yeah, I think we both have like a good ear for kind of accessible music, but also trying to make it a bit more subversive.
And you were in Edmonton. You played in Edmonton yesterday. Where were you?
2 days.
We played in Edmonton 2 days ago, yeah.
Yeah. And then you were in Staten Island. How was how was Staten Island? I heard it was really rainy, but
it was so rainy.
It was so rainy.
Which should be a Vancouver thing, but yes, I mean it's kind of rained a bit, yeah, well. A little bit, yeah.
Oh yeah, no, Staten Island was really great, and I felt like we had an awesome opportunity to connect with this audience that has kind of like, I don't know, felt like they were waiting for us.
Oh, nice. That's great.
In the best way, like, I don't know, our show at the Legion in particular, mm-hmm. I think was a highlight for us. Yeah, and awesome. Also just shout out Horse Jumper of Love. Yeah, opening for them was really awesome, and their set was great too. So.
Yeah,
I haven't been to the Legion there, but I ran into a couple of people that played at Slalom, but I don't think they played Legion, but everyone was talking about how great the Legion was. It's like big, nice.
It was honestly like amazing.
Yeah.
And they had a great sound system and like the sound person. And so it was just like a really good like venue.
Also, they have these volunteers who like actually work, I guess, like, or volunteer all year round at the Legion. So they're just like here for these like indie shows. And sometimes I think they can be like a little caught off guard by like what the sound is like, the bands are like, and I don't know, it was just really nice to interact with them.
It's just like a cool like room, I don't know, just being in there, like it's like stepping back in time. It's like the green room is just like, I don't know, you described it pretty well, Chris.
Yeah, it was like a 1970s boardroom. It felt like I don't know, like almost out of Severance.
And I don't know, I just feel like Sled Dialing crowd is like amazing.
And I heard it's a pretty decent, it's a pretty big room, like bigger than.
Yeah, I don't know how many people are in there, but it felt pretty busy.
500?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. And how many did you play a couple shows there, or is it just the one?
Three in total, shows. We played the Mint Showcase, right. Which was amazing as well.
At Chippin' Anchor.
So with Cassie Hardy and Future Star, Nonna. Rebel Girls as well. Yeah, it was great. That was awesome. And then we played the same night at like 1 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
At Dickens with a band from Montreal called Pressure Pin.
Yeah.
It was great.
Friends of ours.
Yeah.
I did see, speaking of playing a lot of shows, I did see that you were at South by Southwest.
Yeah.
And play like 10 shows? Or did you end up playing 10 shows or something?
I think 9 total, I think, maybe.
That's a lot. 9 in total,
in like 4 days, 5 days, something like that.
Something like that.
How, I mean, that's kind of slightly common for a self-buy, but at the same time, you know, that's not common normal. Like, you don't play 9 shows in 4 days. How do you get ready for that? Or is it?
It was.
I don't think you can get ready. You just have to do it.
Is it pretty much like finish somewhere and like get ready for the next, just like how to get to the next venue?
There was a couple of
3 show days that were like so rough, honestly.
I would say like rent a comfy car.
Hydrate. Eat well.
Yeah.
It's definitely we would have to go to bed straight off. Every night we were in bed pretty early.
And you've done South by Southwest before.
One time before that.
Because
as Love Language,
Because like this year there was a lot of talk about them moving away from the music, but then again maybe they didn't. Do you feel that it's,
I don't know, everyone was saying it was like less busy. But I didn't really notice.
I think we don't know what it's supposed to look like there.
Like, did you? Yeah, I mean, I guess you have no chance to really do anything else other than play.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think I saw any bands other than the ones we played with.
You just kind of have your head down and you're just
running through the blinders on.
I've heard they're moving away, but I didn't really notice that too much this year.
Yeah. Did anyone talk? Like, were there industry, like, were people talking to you, or how did, do you think it was worth doing? Like, do you recommend, if you can play 9-10 shows, would you do it, or would you say maybe a bit less is better, or just as many shows?
It's hard to say because
it's hard to say.
You never know who's going
to
be at a show.
Yeah.
And there were some shows that. Yeah, there were some industry folks that probably wouldn't have seen us. Like, even our first show at, what was it called?
I don't remember.
Yeah, there's so many places.
Showcase?
No, the first date touring showcase.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was definitely some industry people in that one. And there was, like, a smaller crowd. And some people that we definitely talked to after. But, I don't know. It's just, I don't really know. What do you think about Sled? I mean, sorry, not Sled.
I assume there's a different vibe than Sled. Sled is more like fan.
More corporate.
Yeah.
Like,
every festival has its own personality, honestly.
Yeah.
And a lot of it has to do with like how it's being run and who's participating in like the volunteer corps.
Right.
Like at Sled, like everybody is so generous and like We just had like a really like warm reception, and I think South by, yeah, like you said, is maybe perhaps a little more corporate or focused on just like different outcomes.
Yeah.
The few times I've been to South by, the day shows were seems more like I think there's more fans-ish because those are, like sometimes some of them are free and whatever, whereas like the night show seems to be more like people trying to jump from one spot to another to see like as many things off the list. Yeah. But the day shows where people just kind of like drinking and like enjoying bands, maybe.
Yeah. And I think you'd like make of it what you can. Like we played like a house show there, and we got to meet some like great people that actually lived in the people that actually lived in Austin who were like part of the scene there, who were like kind of putting on these shows off South by. And we got to play with a bunch of amazing bands and meet people, and so it's not just like
also
industry.
The Howdy Gals showcase that we did, they were also like really wonderful people. Yeah. So I think like when we had opportunities to connect with people who were really from Austin, I think those were definitely highlights.
Yeah. And you don't have to go, but each time I've had a good time.
Yeah, nice.
You get to like leave Montreal all winter for a week and eat some good food.
Yeah, yeah. And you're playing at the Green Auto.
Yes.
At Green Auto tomorrow. And I guess you haven't have you been to Green Auto yet? It's pretty new.
No, I think most of our first time in Vancouver. So
right.
So no, we haven't been there, but really like we heard it's great.
Yeah, first, how are you feel? How are you enjoying Vancouver? What do you think?
I love it.
Yeah,
we love it.
How long have you been? When did you? So you got in?
Got in yesterday, and then we spent today. Yeah, me and Chrissy like went on a bike ride around Stanley Park.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, we did the seawall.
Did you?
We went to Toshi Sushi.
Toshi Sushi.
Free advertisement.
Yeah. Toshi, yeah. So what? You have to line up, kind of.
We did like a takeout on Stanley Park.
Okay. Like, yeah. That's smart. Yeah.
It was amazing. And then, Vancouver was amazing. I love it. It's beautiful.
Having a great time.
Good food.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else on the, other than the show tomorrow, is there any like food places you're thinking or like what's the list?
Toshi again.
Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah.
Do you have
sushi is a smart choice. And Toshi is sort of a...
Is that the place?
It is, yeah, it's a place for, like, good quality for, a good price kind of thing. Like, you're getting, like, really good sushi for a good price. Mm-hmm. I mean, otherwise, you're going to, like, sort of the Michelin star-ish thing. Yeah. So, I mean, that actually would be the one. I mean, I used to go, the only problem is just a huge lineup, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad.
Yeah, no, but if you're getting takeout, you're probably fine. If you want to sit in there, that's kind of tricky.
There was a lineup for sitting.
Also depends on what time you show up.
See, I'm like, what time do they open?
That's a good. I mean, other than that, like maybe like Chinese food, like in Richmond, there's like barbecue food. Like depends if you eat meat or whatever.
Yeah,
but there's also dumplings and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, there's like a really good barbecue pork and barbecue duck place in Chinatown. Okay. It's like Chinatown barbecue.
Oh, okay. I'm into that.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of really good dumpling places, but a lot of them are in Richmond. I'm trying to think of one in Vancouver.
Okay.
I'm not super sure, but in Richmond there's like Shanghai something. It's like dumpling. Anyways, it's good. It's pretty good. I think those two are pretty, like Chinese food and Japanese food is pretty good on this side of.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
We would love to
take
in
that.
So show tomorrow at Green Auto and with Still Deaths, Cassie Hardy, and Emery Press.
Yes.
Emery's friend from Montreal. Cassie's friend we met recently from Edmonton.
Nice.
Still Deaths are amazing. They're I saw them in Montreal when they opened for Preoccupations.
Yeah, you know them because they're from here, right?
Yeah, they're from here, but I think there's one of the members not in Vancouver or here and there. But most of them are here.
Oh, nice,
yeah.
Nice.
They were amazing. They were like one of my favorite discoveries recently, for sure.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah. So that should be a fun show. And Green Auto is a good time. And then Victoria on Saturday.
Yes.
And have you been to Victoria?
I used to live there for six years, so I know it very intimately. But I've never been to the venue we're playing, which is called Cinderblock.
Oh, I don't think I know that either.
Apparently it's like a DIY venue.
Oh, that's cool. That's nice.
And it's like very small and 80 cap. So I'm excited playing with my friend Joe, who goes by Bond. This is his stage name, I guess. But
that sounds like fun.
It should be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can show the band around.
Yeah. Exactly. We're taking the ferry, early ferry.
Yeah. Cold swim.
Take a chili dip in the ocean.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. I am in the studio with Ribbon Skirt, who just played live on this program at the beginning of the hour. If you missed it, you can always listen to it again from our website, on a podcast. Go to citr.ca. Do a search for Ribbon Skirt or Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I would say sometime later tonight or tomorrow, and that podcast should show up. But now we're going to just do something we usually do on this program. We're just going to play the little quick game with the band. There are no prizes, but there's also no right or answers. But we'll just play a little bumper music from... written by Future Star, which I think you said you played with. Yeah.
What would you rather do? Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather?
Very simple game. I have a little deck of cards here. Call Would You Rather. It's something that you get on... It's a game, a bunch of cards, and there's a question, and maybe I'll just get one of you to each pick a card and just answer the question and maybe ask. May everyone answer the question. If you pick something that's really silly or not logical, just grab another one.
I love that.
Yeah, and give it a go.
Chrissy.
And there's no right or wrong answer, just a fun little icebreaker.
I love it. Okay.
If you don't like it,
which
just...
Which was Chrissy?
Mine's kind of obvious. Mine is, would you rather have free tickets to any sporting event or any concert? I'm going to have to go with any. You know.
Yeah.
Any concert?
Any concert, of course.
Obviously. He's putting his back.
No.
Okay, well, mine is, would you rather invent the wheel or the computer? I feel like the computer because I'd be rich. I'd be... Bill Gates or something. what would you rather?
Yeah.
I think I'd rather make the wheel because I'd feel less guilty.
Okay,
about
fair.
It.
Now maybe feel all <that's all fair>. Agreed.
Oh, no.
Mine is, would you rather spend 3 days in the woods without food or shelter?
Wait, what?
Food or shelter.
Or shelter. Yeah. Oh. Okay, I thought it was like...
Yeah.
It was
like or just not, yeah.
I'm like answering for you. What's your answer?
I think without food, I think I could survive without food, but I don't think I could survive without shelter.
Really?
I don't think so.
So what, you would have the food?
I think, I'd have the shelter. I think, yeah, okay. I think food. You can go 3 days without eating.
What about you?
I gotta say, I'm gonna have to go... I would rather spend 3 days without shelter. I'm like the opposite. Yeah. Especially if I'm here in Vancouver. It's pretty warm.
Yeah, I guess where are you?
I can find a nice tree to sit under.
That Office episode where Michael tears his tent for a little tent. That could be us. I would go 3 days without shelter, I think. Yeah, because you can make
Can you? Or is it like you just can't even have shelter?
Yeah, I guess, if you can make one yourself, then I would.
Well,
yeah.
You could. Okay. With sticks and moss. And
yeah. Well. Okay. Then, yeah. Then I change my answer.
or you can. I guess you. Or unless you can find food or something. But I don't know what mushrooms to eat. I'll probably just die.
I think if I can make my own shelter, I will go. I'll change my answer.
Pure pressure.
All right. I'll do one more for everybody.
Okay.
This is it's not very good. Okay. This is not great, but then I don't want to pick too many.
Okay.
This one is a weird. Would you rather start your own country or start your own new religion?
Oh, okay, that's a good one.
So loaded.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even want to answer that one. That's too
funny. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm going to start my own country. Somewhere.
Where, though?
In space. Yeah.
When we go to Mars.
When we go to Mars, our next tour stop.
Yeah. Starting a religion sounds like too much work.
Yeah, also starting a country sounds like too much work.
I don't know.
I feel like there is a musician to like religion / cult leader pipeline.
True. Yeah, it's true.
Like you could fall into.
Yeah.
I think I'd start my own country. I feel like I could persuade more of my friends to come than a religion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Good luck, really.
Yeah. That's fair. And that's how we played. Country. Religion, yeah. Religion is a bit too much like worshiping. It's kind
and
of
like manipulation. Yeah. Like
a country, I guess you can just be like free, you know, like, I mean, I don't know. It is a loaded question. But I mean, it's neither of the things that would happen. So whatever it is, what it is. Yeah, that's how we play Would You Rather. Thank you so much for playing this game, and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
And tomorrow's show at Green Auto, which is on Victoria and like Powell-ish, you know where it is. It's actually, you can even Google it. It used to be it's still kind of a DIY.
Yeah, I hope to see everyone out there.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Green Auto tomorrow night at like 8 p.m. or something.
Yeah, probably we're playing outside maybe.
If the
weather holds on.
Yeah, I think, yeah. And if not, they have like 2 stages inside.
Yeah,
so
that's
sure.
What we had. This space sounds wild.
Yeah, it's a really nice space. It's really nice. And you have a great time and have a great time in Victoria.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for playing. And thank you to Jayana for sound engineering today.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Jay.
Yeah, tomorrow. Great. Yeah, go tomorrow. And thank you to the mystery drummer.
Mystery drummer.
Not be named.
Yeah.
We'll
do that
on
Instagram.
Yeah.
And thanks for tuning in to CITR Radio. Coming up next at 11 o'clock is Copy and Paste. Stay tuned for Copy Paste on CITR 101.9 FM.